Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He's mightily moving. I thank God that He is. Now, the Lord watches over His people for the good. He once told me He's looking for people He can bless. And the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, looking for people He can be a blessing to, looking for people that will be sincere. Because these are the kind of people that he uses to do mighty works. Let's take a closer look at Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Read verse 2 again. And I will make of thee a great nation, and will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You know, this is the will of God for all of us, not to do what Abraham did, but to do our part. You know, He will bless us and help us to, He will help us bless others. You know, Abraham has already become the blessing to the nations through Christ. And now, when we spread the gospel, we're sharing into the same work. We've given our life to Jesus, and then when we really give our life to Jesus, we're sharing in His efforts. And then, when that's in place, verse 3 applies. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. You know, considering that last statement, in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. All families. All families. You know, in Revelation, there's a part, I have to search to find it, but it said God would have people from every kindred, tongue, and nation. So that includes all families. Actually, what he's saying is there will be people that enter the kingdom of God from all families through the blessing of Abraham, through Christ. All families. Even the families of the wicked, they're going to have relatives in heaven. Now, the wicked won't be there, but they'll have families that did go. And remember, little children are in the kingdom of God. So, when in countries where they just have pagan religions, all the children that are stillborn, all the children that died, and whoever got saved, they go to heaven. But they couldn't go without Christ. Without Christ, no man could go. So, and going to heaven is, we're going to go, in other words, we're in the kingdom of God. That's the point. Because everybody that go to heaven, they're coming back. We're going to end up here on earth. But we'll have access to heaven. And, you know, the New Jerusalem's coming back to earth. The meek's going to inherit the earth. They're not going to blow it out of existence. It's going to be here. It's not going to be scattered to pieces. It's going to be here. The wicked are going to be removed. That's what's going to happen. And and those that destroy the earth will be judged, and God's going to renew the earth, and it's going to be fine. They're going to be gone, and we're going to be here. But all families of the earth will be blessed because of the covenant that Abraham kept and the covenant that God kept with Abraham. So when we give our whole life to Jesus and don't hold back, he causes us to bear fruit. We bear fruit by hearing the word, receiving the word, believing the word, and acting on the word of God. And the healing process of salvation continues in us. So when all that's in place, you can be effective. You can bear fruit. You can bear the fruits of the Spirit. You don't have to get an education to bear the fruits of the Spirit. That's because of the work that's been done in you through Christ and the covenant that God kept with Father Abraham. Let's look at it a little closer. Verse 1, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. We're going to when it applies to us, think of the kingdom of God. And we're used to the kingdom of the world because we were born in the kingdom of the world. But the moment you get saved, you enter the kingdom of God. It's like a land that God will show you. The ways of God. The principles of God that you live now. You're not living according to the system of the world. You're living according to the love of God. You didn't move. If you got saved sitting on a park bench, you believed on Jesus while you were sitting at a park bench. You didn't go anywhere. But you're in another kingdom now. You're in a land that God is going to show you. When I got saved, I was at Food Giant grocery store in Huffman, in Birmingham, Alabama, in the Huffman neighborhood. So I was there. I got saved in the stock room at the grocery store. I clocked in a sinner. I clocked out a Christian. Now, I began to see things according to God's word. A change was made in me. I began to realize a new kingdom through Christ. And the moment I asked the Lord, I was about to ask the Lord to save me, the enemy came and spoke, saying, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. I hadn't been bored yet. A miracle happened. I have not been bored in Christ. The ways of God is good. And everything that's of the devil is not necessary. It's not good for entertainment. It's not necessary. It can never fulfill you. So when we watch TV programs and movies and the evil spirits behind it, it does more harm than good. If you listen to music that's diabolical, it does more harm than good. It's not necessary. And the thing to do, the wise thing to do, is replace it with something that's edifying. Something that leaves you with hope. Something that encourages you to do better. Or even better. Or to have courage. Or to continue in faith. Those things add to you. But the world system is subtracting from you. In the name of entertainment. In the name of fun. Well, when you have Satan's fun, it hurts somebody. It's not necessary. It's something to be totally rejected. And forgotten about in the sense of ever doing it again. But when people, if you allow it, it won't go anywhere. But if you reject it, it's got to go. You're in a new kingdom, a land that God will show you. And sometimes people don't realize our capabilities. Now, we can see it through faith, the eyes of faith. By us believing on Jesus, we can see and enjoy all the wonders of God. And there's so much to explore. It's just like a kingdom. If you go to New York, and you go to Times Square. That's one of the most populated places in New York. Okay, I've never been there, but I've been. I drove through New York, but I've never been downtown. I just seen it on TV. Okay, but if you go to upstate New York, it's like a country town. Okay, some new people in New York have never been outside the city, and I heard this. Some people take their vacations in the same city that they live. They don't own cars. A lot of people don't have their own cars. and they use public transportation. And there are many New Yorkers that just don't drive. They don't have to. Everything comes to New York. Why would they go anywhere else? But if they wanted to, for whatever reason, they can explore it. It's there to be explored. Some people in the city of New York have never been to all parts of the city of New York. They go to their routine. They go to the reaches of their routine, just like Christians do. Some Christians don't know that they have capabilities that God has given us through the Holy Ghost. Some people have not explored the things of God, the spiritual side of life. They were taught against it, and they didn't explore it. Some people don't know they can have a thriving relationship with God. They know Him as a Savior, as the guy who get them out of trouble when they get in trouble. They know Him as the guy that don't want him, that don't want them to sin. You see, and I use the word guy because they haven't explored who God is. They haven't explored the kingdom. They're staying in one spot, in one part of it. They know Him as a Savior. Thank God for that. But they don't explore Him. They don't explore what God has given us. They don't know Him as a friend. They don't know Him as a strategist. They just know Him as a Savior. And even in knowing Him as a Savior, see, when you go back and read all of the Word of God from the beginning, you begin to see the wars that happened so God could win. You'll see the pushback of the enemy, and you'll see the wisdom of God, how He conquered it. God was consistent from the beginning. That's why I say the Holy Spirit is mightily moving by His Spirit. God is moving by the Holy Spirit. See, in verse 2, when the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, it didn't say He stopped. It never said that He stopped. He didn't quit. He's still working with us. Even when we don't see Him working, He's working. He's doing things for us. Even when we were sinners, He was raising people up to tell us about Jesus. He was raising up others to raise up others to tell us about Jesus. Now, I always talk about my parents, how they lived the life of God. My daddy didn't talk much. My mother would teach me scripture sometimes. But, you know, the enemy always has a counter. When I was a kid, I looked at them. Well, when I get grown, I'll be like them. But right now, I'm a kid. I can do this and I can do that. I had my own mind. But I needed somebody closer to my age to represent Jesus. And my cousin did that. He taught me. He explained to me about Jesus. Then The Mark and Charlie came. They were coke men delivering Coca-Cola to the grocery store. The enemy know how to buffer us from the things of God. Why, you know, some people will say, well, you didn't get, your daddy was a preacher. Why didn't you get saved when you was almost 20? Why did you wait so long? Because the devil hindered me. That's why. He tempted me. He worked against me. He knew how to fool me. And I didn't know how to fight him. Just like it, that's why I have sympathy for people in the world. They don't know the enemy outclasses us wit to wit. What I mean by wit, he's got a supercomputer brain while we're just getting started. Now, there are children that get saved because they follow the path of love and they have good example. And they listen to, some people receive the word. The people that enter the kingdom of God, first thing they have to do is receive what God is saying. But the wild thoughts and the worldly thoughts and the evil thoughts, they hinder us from receiving the nutrients of the word. And we have false concepts. So if your mind is full of false concepts, it's going to hinder you from receiving the truth, especially if it gets in your heart. Then the Lord has to raise up others to make it plain for us. So he got Mark and Charlie, and they went and told everybody about Jesus, and the guy started getting saved. And now when people my age was getting saved, they had a louder voice than my parents did. And it's not my parents' fault, that's just the way it is sometimes. They did what they gave me vision. My parents gave me vision. I saw them operating in the love of God. I felt safe at home. I felt secure in my house, in my father's house. So they gave me the representation of who God is. They didn't fight and fuss and cuss and throw pans and pots at each other and leave and come back days later. They didn't do that. They were good parents. Some people have to suffer through that. And they look across the street and see others living a godly life, and it gives them hope. Anybody that lives according to the kingdom of God give other people hope. And you're not going to get a report every time something you give somebody hope. People don't go and tell you how you blessed them. They don't even know it. And in my life, I have to look back at all the people that were a blessing. I didn't go around telling them that they blessed me. I used to ride a mini bike in the neighborhood, and I would see husbands and wives sitting on the front porch talking. They acted just like my parents did at home. And other preachers lived around the street, and they were always kind. You know, I grew up in a suburban neighborhood and full of kind people. Now, the wild people were kids my age. We were ones making their hair turn gray because we didn't know God yet. And they had to watch us and make sure we didn't do nothing stupid. And they did it in love, and we all lived. And, you know, some of us become preachers. And then the drug thing came out in the 80s, and some of our friends are gone because they got caught up in that culture. And so this is the problem. When you have false concepts, you don't see. It hinders you from seeing what God is trying to give us. But I thank God that all families got somebody in heaven. And now this is why it blesses off. Even the people that go to hell, when they look around and don't see 100 years pass and they don't see members of their family, it gives them some kind of relief. But when anytime they see one of their family members drop in, that's just despair on top of misery. You know, you're a parent. You went to hell. You didn't represent God worth nothing. Then your children come. But one of them went to heaven. That's a relief for that one. Because you got to be there. You ain't getting out. Hell is final. That's a final destination. There's no hope for those who go to hell. Period. And now the thing is, you want to help grown people make a better choice. We do that. We have to do it God's way. We do it by bearing fruit. So the more we explore the kingdom of God, the more God has to work with through us. It's just like back in New York. There are people that have lived in New York and never left the city part. And they lived a life and they got married and had children and never left the area they grew up in. And never explored the whole thing. There's so much to do in New York that they don't care. They never been upstate. Now, a man told me this that been there. He said there are people that have lived there they took vacations there. They got married there. They lived there. That's their culture. They're not leaving. They frequent the same restaurants. And then they grow old and die, and they're happy as a lark. So this the thing. The kingdom of God is big, folks. It's huge. You can explore it. When you live in a congested city and you don't have transportation, you know, it's just not in your culture to get on a car and drive to California. It just don't happen. But then there are people that live in Texas. And they got a car. and they have to drive everywhere they go. It's another world. They never seen a city like New York before. They're in another part of the kingdom of God that's vast. And you have, if you live in a rural place, you got to make sure you get everything you need while you're in the city. I'm bringing this to this analogy. It represents the kingdom of God. You can learn about faith. You can explore the knowledge of faith. You can explore how not to doubt. You can explore the gifts of the Spirit. You can explore the wisdom of God. You can talk to the Lord about anything you want, and the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. What are you willing to be faithful with? And the more we learn, and all you have to do from God is receive what He's saying. We receive salvation. We receive healing. We receive authority. And then you have to use it. And practice it. We practice the things of God. That's how we explore it. And you learn about it as you use the things of God. You know, the Lord introduced me to many things. But I didn't have anybody that could relate to it. Except for Odie Berry. I could tell him anything. And when we talk, he can relate. Now, I'm talking about when the Lord first started dealing with me. The Lord gave me a good friend that can relate to the things of God because he relates to God. People that relate to God, they're exploring greater aspects of who God is. When you look out there in the heavens, I'm talking about New York. Now look up in a clear night sky. All those beautiful lights are suns. And they have planets around them. And many of them have people around those. You know, God makes planets and people. He said, I'm still making planets and people. The kingdom of God is huge. It's not just the earth. And it's not just your little world. It's not just your neighborhood. And it's not just New York City. It's Texas. It's the kingdom of God. It goes from land to from end to end. Then you look up. Millions and trillions of stars that you see. You can't see the planets that's around them. They twinkle because the planets circle them. There's a lot of God to explore. That's the point. Let's go back to Abraham. See, when people live forever, everybody go to heaven, they're going to learn so much. While people in hell don't learn anything. They're going to see so much. They're going to see the far reaches of the kingdom of God. They're going to go know God on a much greater level. But people that go to hell are going to know nothing but fire and misery. And that's not fair for people to walk around believing that there's no heaven to gain and no hell to shun. People that go to hell, they go because they don't believe it's there. They find out on the way down. Now, if a person just don't love God and that's the choice that they made, they can make that choice if that's what they want to do. But we need to at least give them clues. We need to bear fruit that gives them hope. The power of being a blessing and bearing fruit is huge. It's better than what they're doing in the dark. Because 10 righteous men could have stabilized Sodom and Gomorrah to the point that God would not have had to judge it with fire and brimstone. Then Jesus said this. If the miracles that were done in Sodom and Gomorrah, if they saw what you saw, they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. Then he proved it with the children of Nineveh. They did fast and pray in sackcloth and ashes. And he told the Jews, they're going to judge you. Now, they're in a divisive satanic religious system that tried to kill and desired to kill the Word of God. That's how bad the lukewarm church can become. A religious society that's not right with God can be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah from the heart. If the Lord said he's going to spit them out, there's something bad wrong. He burned up Sodom and Gomorrah, but he said if they would have saw the miracles that you see, they would have repented a long time ago. And the Lord knew this, but see, they didn't have nobody to stand in the gap. They didn't have enough people to stop the sin that they were doing. Consider what I'm saying. The Lord has something greater in store for his people. Again, Genesis 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. What do you know, Abraham? What is the limit of your knowledge? What is your system? Get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house. The world system and those who are in the world system and the influence, get out of that land. Get out of that country. Get away from that kindred and all the adults. Get out of that house. Unto a land that I will show you. Live according to the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of God is something you're going to be ushered into. God's going to show you around it. He's going to, you got to be willing. If you're going to learn from God, you got to be receptive. You got to learn, you know, in the love chapter, Corinthians 13, said love believes all things. I like to say it this way. The love of God believes all things of God. It has nothing to, love has nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. It believes all things of God. And it understands what wickedness is. So love believes all things. When you say it that way, it makes more sense. It understands, it believes all things. You can see. That's what John said. See, I'm not just making stuff up. He said, when you love your brother, you can see spiritually. And you don't stumble over things. So the Lord is going to usher you into this. He's going to show you around the kingdom of God. He told Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Reject the darkness and gain the light. Now in our case, the Lord, he literally left his country, kindred, and his father's house. Sometimes people, that's necessary now, but most of us, you don't have to go anywhere. You can start learning the kingdom of God where you are. Because remember, the kingdom of God is something we enter into. It's not another location. It includes every location. But in Abraham had to literally leave. We enter into it. Spiritually speaking. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. This is true for those who walk according to God's love. He said, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curse thee. See, the him is Satan. He's against us. And anybody that used the world system, he's controlling their passions against the things of God without their knowledge sometimes, and sometimes with their knowledge. But he's behind all of the satanic animosity against God. And the book of Job shows us how deep it really goes. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him, Satan, that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So as we've entered the kingdom of God and walk in his ways and learn, there's so much to learn. There's so much to receive. I thank God for all those that walk according to his word. I like to give people information. When I know people love God, whatever the Lord tell me, I have a strong desire to tell them, because I know they'll love it and appreciate it. Or I think they will anyway. And the only time I don't is when the Lord restricts me. And then I ask him why he did it. You know, I like to understand things. The kingdom of God is something we must explore. And some things can be a culture shock. So God will usher you into it at your pace where you can get it. And you know, from what I gather, he does the same thing for me. Now, a proud person, God, he's not trying to teach a proud man anything, because they mess up stuff. But if they don't have pride in their heart, then the Lord, he released me to speak. Sometimes to help me, he causes me to forget knowledge when I'm in the presence of a proud person. Because proud people mess up. But he gives grace to the humble. So we have to be clued in to things. There's so much of God to know. That's the point. Now, today's date is October the 7th. It's a Thursday, October the 7th. Glorious day that the Lord has made. And I thank God that he's moving by his Spirit. You know, I like to give the date. It gives people a reference of when this was done. And sometimes I do, sometimes I forget. But the kingdom of God is to be explored. Walk with him and learn of him. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now I'm out of time. When we do, it's glorious. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.